Hello and welcome back to Rise the Podcast. If you haven't been here yet, my name is Tori Hudson and I'm just so excited to be here and sharing with you. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I know it can be a struggle to face mental health issues head on at times, but it's pretty amazing how we get to see God's sovereignty and power in those hard times. So today I want to share with you about something that I've been wrestling with lately, and just how God has been speaking to me through my experiences. Something I think we often take for granted is just how valuable our sensitive taste and smell are. There's just nothing like smelling freshly brewed coffee or sizzling fajitas or a cake coming just out of the oven, not to mention tasting all of those delicious things. And getting a bouquet of roses would only be a fraction of the experience if we couldn't stick our nose in them and take a deep whiff of those fresh, beautiful flowers. Our sense of smell is important for keeping it safe too, like knowing if there's a gas leak or being able to smell smoke. Well, like many of you might have, I completely lost my sense of smell and much of my sense of taste when I got COVID this past January. It was the weirdest experience, suddenly being without such an integral sense. I remember taking deep, deep breaths in through my nose of anything and everything just to try to get a tiny hint of a smell of something. I tried to take it in stride most of the time, but it was pretty discouraging. I felt like the world was suddenly black and white to me, while everyone else kept seeing in full color. It was so hard to even want to eat or drink anything. It was a heaviness that weighed on my heart, and I struggled daily with it. I clung hard to the Lord, remembering that one day my senses should return. After a couple of weeks, my sense of smell and taste did return. They weren't 100%, probably 80% of what they used to be, but I was just thankful I could smell and taste again at all. These things seemed fairly normal, or at least what my new normal was. And then just about 2 months ago, back in March, something crazy started happening to me. I went home from work to eat lunch one day and heated up some leftovers from the day before. And suddenly, the food, which was delicious yesterday, tasted rotten and rancid today. I could not even bear to chew or swallow it. It was horrible. I threw it away, thinking maybe it had gone bad overnight. I tried making something else, something of totally different ingredients. And strangely enough, this new food tasted exactly the same. Rancid and bitter and just disgusting. It was all I could do not to cry. My body was so hungry, and I couldn't eat. I brushed my teeth, frantic to get rid of that horrible taste, and my toothpaste tasted the exact same. I couldn't get the taste out of my mouth. I tried eating a ginger-flavored chewable, which I had on hand for nausea. Surely this would be different. It wasn't. I couldn't even bear to chew it. I actually spit it right out of reflex. Unable to bear it even being in my mouth, I just started weeping. What was going on? What was wrong with me? So, of course, I started Googling what was I experiencing. How could food suddenly taste and smell so bad out of nowhere? I discovered after some research that there's apparently a condition called parosmia that can distort your sense of taste and smell. But where on earth did this come from? I had never had issues like this in my whole life. I read further, and my heart jolted. Parosmia can be a side effect of COVID, and it can develop several months after recovery from being sick. That was just crazy to me. How could something like that be true? I exited out of the article and just sat in my numbness for a while. I didn't know what to do. But I had to keep going. I had daily life to live. I didn't know what to do about lunch, but I knew I had to keep going. The intensity present on that very first day faded out after about a week, but there was still a significant distortion present after that, and I've been trying to avoid thinking about it for almost 2 months now, because I wasn't sure how to deal with all the emotions of suddenly not being able to eat certain foods I've been eating and enjoying my whole life. But it's not easy avoiding and ignoring something that is part of your daily life. This past Wednesday, I finally started praying through this. I surrendered it to the Lord, admitting that there really was something going on with my sense of taste and smell. I've really been struggling with how certain foods taste and getting really frustrated nearly daily. But because I didn't really want to think about it in a long-term perspective, I've just been shrugging it off, saying, "Sorry, just don't feel like eating that," or, "It's a weird sensory thing, I guess, whatever." I haven't avoided addressing a problem of this intensity in a long time. For the past few years, if something has bothered me, whether spiritually, mentally, or physically, I've tried to be quick to admit my help and my need for help, and start doing whatever is necessary for positive change. When I was finally willing to admit to myself that yes, I am struggling with post-COVID parosmia, a peace settled over my soul that I haven't felt in a few months. I even found a support group online for others struggling with the exact same thing. I've been able to sit down and compile a list of foods that bother me and what foods I can still enjoy. So why did it take me so long to admit that I had a problem? Partially because I am a little stubborn. But honestly, I think the bigger reason is because I really didn't want it to be true. I didn't want to think about how long this problem would last. I didn't want one more thing to be wrong with me. I just want to be normal. I just want to not struggle. But ignoring something that literally affects me every day, and especially in such a profound way, is neither healthy or beneficial. Especially when admitting I have a problem can bring community, healing, and hope. A lot of life issues are like this. Addictions, fear, mental health issues, relationship issues. Avoiding the problem can seem like a temporary fix, but in the long run, it's not only making it hard on you to fix it in the future, but it's making it hard on you now. I don't want to face my life pretending not to struggle, when admitting my struggles to myself, to God, and to those who care about me means that I don't have to carry this burden alone. This is a weird, hard thing to confront. I have had to make significant changes in my diet for the time being. I have to be aware of what I order when I eat out anywhere. I have to be cognizant of my own body and mental state even more than before, because I don't need to be too depressed to eat, and I don't need to be too stubborn to change, order things without careful consideration, and then be miserable while I do eat. I'm not sharing this part of my story with you for pity. In fact, I'm really trying to take this in stride. It's an opportunity to pay a lot more attention to what goes into my body than I have in the past. It's an opportunity to rely on God and trust Him instead of trying to chart my own path or be self-sufficient. It's an opportunity to grow close to those in my circle of community and even form new relationships. Not that it isn't difficult or weird, and not that this doesn't make me feel like a crazy person sometimes, because I do. It's the weirdest thing ever to go out to dinner with my hubby and to think that a delicious skillet of sizzling fajitas smells like the inside of a trash can. But, and here's some good news, the amazing thing is that fresh homemade salsa has never tasted so good. Even store-bought salsa tastes better than it used to. Growing up in Texas, I was pretty much raised on chips and salsa, but now it's like this explosion of marvelous flavors every time I eat it, and I've been eating it a lot lately because it actually tastes good and a lot doesn't. Foods and fragrances that are acidic or citrusy seem to be the ones that I'm enjoying the most right now. it's incredible that salsa, which I've taken for granted, suddenly is better because of my parosmia. More intense and vibrant and delicious. It's wild. The same issue that took foods away from me and made them gross have made other foods and smells even better than before. And now that I'm not so focused on the negatives and what I can't enjoy, I'm better able to focus on the good things that I can enjoy. The Lord gave me a passage of scripture when I was praying through this with Him, and I want to share it because it's beautiful. As I was praying, I thought of a verse in Psalm 16 that talks about the boundary lines falling in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a delightful inheritance. So I grabbed my Bible and got to the passage to read the whole thing, and I just started crying. The beginning of verse 11 in the Passion Translation reads, "Because of you, I know the path of life, as I taste the fullness of joy in your presence." In that moment, I felt so seen. Jesus knows my heart and this struggle and how it's affecting me. And He will restore my senses. For now, I will rest in the place He's brought me because He loves me and He provides right where I am. I'm really trying to lean into the Lord and trust that He has the best in mind for me. I'm trusting Him to sustain me, to provide for me, to help me stay sane, and to give me a peace that surpasses my understanding. I'm fighting back with joy and gratitude because those things are stronger than my fear or doubt. And I'm sharing this with you because I know that Jesus is my greatest peace, my sustainer, and the one who will make a way through every wilderness and hard place. I'm thankful for the little ways and all the ways that He continues to show me His love. Even if it is in the little things, like fresh salsa and a handful of words that He's placed in my heart. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoy crafting this podcast for all of you. It's truly awesome and humbling to see how God uses my story and how He always gives me the words to say. I can't wait to see how He moves next. Let's keep rising together, friends. God bless. Do you have a story about overcoming obstacles or dealing with an issue in your faith? Or maybe a mental health struggle that you've just really seen God move in? You can click the link below in the description and share your story with me. And that way we can share it with others and others can be encouraged through what you've gone through.